That is a clingstone.
Okay, and the other kind?
It's a freestone.
Any other names for those?
Yes, it's a, some people call them clear seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Some presses, the one that you have to cut the peach from around the seed, used to be called presses.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the apple that you don't eat is the?
Peeling and the core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you're making
apple pies.
But talking about the dried pieces of apples, you'd call those.
I don't know that.
Have you ever heard the expression snits?
Mm-mm.
What different kinds of nuts do you have around here?
Have pecans. That's all.
What,
peanuts.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for peanuts?
Not that I know of. Used to have goobers.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have them anymore.
Is that different from peanuts?
Oh, yes. The goober is round.
Mm-hmm.
And the peanut is long.
Mm-hmm. But the goobers grow in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And what kinds of nuts might you use in cooking?
We just use the pecans, and then I make peanut candy, peanut brittle lot with peanuts.
Mm-hmm. What about the kinds of nuts you could buy at the store to use in cooking? Say if you were making cookies.
Well, you can buy the peanuts or the pecans or any kind you want. Buy the walnuts. Walnuts are used a lot in cooking.
Do you know, have you ever seen a walnut just off a tree?
Yeah.
You know they've got two coverings on them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know when they dry up and that walnut is matured, that outside part, will just dry up to almost a paper.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
I sure don't know what it's called. This would be called the skin of the thing, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And what, when you take the skin off, then you have the?
Just the walnut. And you crack it and get the nut out.
Mm-hmm. But that covering over the nut is called the hard covering. You have to crack. You call that the
hull.
Okay. And kind of nut that is long and thin, sort of shaped like your eye. You'd buy it and you could use it in cooking.
I don't know what that is.
Starts with an A.
Would it be an almond?
Okay. And the kind of fruit that Florida's famous for?
It's oranges.
Okay. And say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are
gone.
Okay. And what sort of things do you grow in your garden?
Oh, you can grow most anything. Collards, turnips,
mm-hmm.
radishes, beets, garden peas, or English peas,
mm-hmm.
black-eyed peas, butter beans, just anything.
Is there another name for butter beans or something similar to that?